Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Dan oor na Zanti Swanepoel, ons weer is al sonnig daar, ons wag nog daar vir hier in die Kaap, maar dit is so lekker dat sy ook elke keer vir ons sonskyn bring met haar story. Zanti, goeiemôre.
Môre julle. So, en wat 'n wonderlike initiatief.
Ja.
Dat een politie, koffie met een kop, ek denk dit is fantastisch. Ek is seker daar gewees, dit is ja. Ek was vandag so luisteraar, moet dit nie dit is een wonderlijke geleentheid en initiatief.
Zanti, ons sien so uit om te hoor wat jy te sê het, en ons is so klein bietjie minder tyd is gewoonlik, maar baie dankie ook weer eens vir jou bydra vandag.
Graag, baie dankie julle, en ja, môre aan al die luisteraars, en hiervan uit 'n bewolkte Pretoria, ek hoop so vir reën. Ag, dit sal so awesome wees. Ja, groet ek julle vanoggend en waar jy jouself ons mag bevind, mag vandag vir jou vrugvol wees. Ja. Mag jy vandag net weer die Here se liefde opnuut beleef en sy absolute ja, acceptance is my die mooiste Engelse woord. Ja. That God accepts you. Nou, ek is nou nog glad nie klaar met die skape, like het vir my hier aan my kant nie, en like vir my, dit is baie interessant, ek het by Develink op 'n plaas groot geword, so ek het so 40 kilo's elke dag skool toe gery, en ek was nou regte plaas Japie, een motorfiets gekry vir my 16e verjaarsdag, en ja, net, dit is net vir my ongelooflik hoe die Here soveel van my plaas daar terugbring, ook nou in my lewe, om sekere dinge met my te deel, en ek wil volgende keer sê, ek het laas week gesels oor hoe prakties die Here soms dinge van die woord na ons te bring. And how we can work through practical things. And we looked at sheep, and we said that isn't it amazing that God says we are his sheep and he is our shepherd. And that the serpent, our enemy, sheep in their blood, by default, naturally have that antidote. And today they use sheep blood to help people and other animals that's been bitten by serpents. En dit is my so ongelooflik dat wanneer ek en jy die nagmaal drink en ek die bloed van Jesus simbolies drink, dan maak ek my ook vol van daai bloed wat die antidote is teen die enemy wat my so elke dag probeer uithaal. Mag dit ook vir jou net awesome wees en mag jy die Here elke dag dankie sê dat he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou bietjie verder vat en ek wil vir jou sê, miskien het jy dit geweet luisteraar, miskien het jy op 'n plaas groot geword soos ek, miskien het jy dit iewers gelees, miskien weet jy dit glad nie en daarom wil ek vanoggend met jou kom deel, maar ek wil net weer vir jou baie vandag, ek een van die mooiste psalms en jy ken hom. Maar ek gaan iets uit die psalm uit vir jou vandag prakties ook bring. En mag dit jou bless, soos wat het my bless. En mag jy dit aanroep met jou hele hart, soos wat ek het op volgend aanroep. You see, the Lord is my shepherd. I, Zanti, and you, my friend, shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though you and I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I and you, listener, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Julle, dit is my so kosbare, kosbare, kosbare psalm. And yes, we are the sheep and he's the shepherd. And yes, we do hear his voice. But today I want to talk to you about he anoints my head with oil. Do you know that sheep can get their head caught in briars and die trying to get untangled? There are also horrid little flies that like to torment sheep by laying eggs in their nostrils. These eggs then turn into worms and drive the sheep to beat their heads against a rock, sometimes to death.
Sure.
Their ears and their eyes are also susceptible to tormenting insects. But then the shepherd comes, and he literally, this literally happens, anoints their whole head with oil, because then only there is peace. The oil forms a barrier of protection against the evil that tries to destroy and torment the sheep. My question to you this morning, listener, and to myself, is do we have times of mental torment? We are tormented. Do the worrisome thoughts invade your mind too, over and over? Do we also beat our heads against the wall trying to stop these thoughts? If that is you, like it is sometimes also me, when last did we ask God to anoint our heads with oil? Because only then there is peace in our valley. The oil of grace, the oil that in the Old Testament only the high priest and royalty could use, is today the oil of grace. Ek het dit so op my hart vanoggend dat dit is wat die Here vir my en jou wil kom sê. Ons word getormenteerd, ons word mentaal uitgeput deur 'n klomp gedagtes wat nie van hom af is nie. En ek wil in 2 sekondes, want ek weet ek het min tyd vanoggend. Ek wil vir jou bid en ek wil regtig vra dat die Here ons met daardie olie, that protecting oil, as sy skape sal kom anoint vir oggend. Lord, you know who is listening this morning. Lord, you know who is tormented this morning. By flies, by insects, by worms, metaphorically by the evil one. Lord, but in your word you say that we are the sheep and you're a good shepherd, Lord. And in Psalm 23 it is written that you will anoint our heads with oil. Lord, my prayer this morning is that you will come. Like it is said, over 77 scriptures in the Bible with regards to oil, also representing the Holy Spirit, that you will come and anoint each one listening this morning and myself, our heads with your holy, pure, godly, living oil. Lord, come and form a barrier between us and the thoughts that are not from you. May we also, like David wrote, have peace today and forever, and not asking for that oil every day to protect us, to guide us, and to make us sheltered from everything that wants to torment us on the outside. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.